Thank you for listening and for watching all season long here on our broadcasts of Lady Tiger basketball, both on the radio, on News Now Warsaw, on the internet, on our app, and of course on the Tiger Broadcast Network as they simulcast our broadcast with theirs so that people around the world can watch it live on YouTube. We sure appreciate that. The three big events left in the regular season now for the Lady Tigers. Tomorrow night is the sectional draw. That will begin at 5 p.m. You can hear it right here on News Now Warsaw. Warsaw, of course, in 4A, sectional number 4. So we will wait to see how that draw comes out. It's a six-team sectional. So a week from Tuesday, there will be two first-round games. 2 weeks from yesterday, there will be a couple of semifinal games. And then Saturday at 6 will be the sectional championship. Now, frankly, it's been a long, long dry spell waiting for this Warsaw team to win a sectional championship. They, with a win tonight and a win on Tuesday over Goshen, they will have beaten everybody in the sectional except for Elkhart. They do not play Elkhart in the regular season anymore. But I think enough girls are going to remember last year what happened in the semifinals at Concord that probably will be all the motivation they would need if they run into Elkhart in the postseason. But that draw is tomorrow night. Then Tuesday is the makeup game with Goshen from last Saturday. JV at 6:15, our coverage at 7:25 on News Now Warsaw. And then the regular season wraps up with Angola here in the Tiger Den, the first ever meeting between those two schools and girls' hoops. We'll have that for you starting at 7:10. The JV tip-off at 6 on News Now Warsaw. Play resumes, start of the third quarter. Warsaw leads Concord 33-15. Bricker at the top of the circle off a screen. Right side Neely, whipped a pass into Winchester. She'll make a fake on Stilley, shoot left-handed, and roll it in. Brooke Winchester with 6. She's got a basket in each quarter. Warsaw's lead is 20. Stilley deep in the backcourt to Zim. Ball knocked away by Bricker. Bricker started to dive for it. And Letty Krebs is like, no, no. When you're wearing a mask because you have a broken nose, you do not want your player to be diving into piles. And that's what Josh was doing. Joss was doing. I think she actually pulled up. Like she put her hands on the ground to like stop herself from getting too close. Bad pass by Stilley. Tracked down near sideline Casey. She'll run past Winchester and float it up over Chastain, no good. And Winchester's got another rebound. Outlet to Neely, knocked away, and Neely lost it out of bounds. Give credit to Zilm for knocking that free on the far sideline. When Neely turned around, Zilm was right there, knocked the ball out of her hands, and it hit Alexis either on the foot or the knee. And Alexis couldn't control it before it went off the sideline right in front of the scorer's table. Stilley, right side against Neely. Picks up her dribble, bounces far side for Zilm. Zilm pushes off against Chastain. Now McCain between the circles. McCain one-handed pass the far corner. Zilm up the baseline and threw it all the way out into the backcourt. It goes out of bounds. It's going to belong to Warsaw. Out of bounds to the Lady Tigers, leading by 20. A minute and 11 into the third quarter. Bricker in the backcourt. Walks it up against Zilm. Now in front of the scores table. Off a Winchester screen going the other way. Down into traffic. Winchester caught the ball and a foul is called. That's a pretty impressive catch for Winchester. Not a very wise pass. Warsaw got a break there. The foul was called against Casey. That's her third. They lob it out top for Zartman, who's tied with the school record for three-pointers in a season. Bricker in the lane, down in on Stilley, now to Chastain. Into the corner pass is tipped away, and the attempt to save it fails, and it goes out of bounds to Warsaw. 6:26 left, third quarter. Long day for the folks here at Warsaw. Well, the inbounds, they see a cutting Winchester hold off. And we're going to have a screen, illegal screen called against the Lady Tigers. Neely's called for the illegal screen. That's her second foul. Out of bounds to Concord. On the inbound, Stilley. Looking. Still looking, and 5 seconds. Good job by the Lady Tigers. Concord couldn't get it in. Brandon Abel smiles. He had girls cutting. It would have taken perfect passes to get it to him. They get it to Winchester off the inbounds, and she shoots a little six-footer in. 37-15 Warsaw. At the line still, he turns into a double team. Gets it into the front court, bounces it up the sidelines, and we're going to have over and back. Casey caught the ball on the sideline, was falling out of bounds. The closest green shirt to her was Stilley, but Stilley was in the backcourt. So Warsaw's got the ball back after yet another Concord turnover. Bricker in the backcourt, one-on-one against Zilm, past the scorer's table, off a screen at the top. And her pass to the wing is tipped and is saved in bounds. Casey drives in, got around Bricker, missed it. Bricker tipped the rebound, and a foul is called, I think, against Jocelyn. It is. Bricker's pass was ill-advised. Casey tipped the ball. It hit the official and stayed in. Otherwise, it would have went out of bounds. It belongs to the Lady Minutemen. Pass the wing, tipped, and Zartman steals that. Throws it up ahead to Winchester. Winchester stops, down to Bricker on the baseline, and she banks it home. Bricker with her first 2 points of the third quarter. 17 now for the game. 39-15, Warsaw. Now in the backcourt, Zilm throws it back to Stilley. And a whistle, and 10 seconds is called. The only chance they had was for Zilm to get it, take two dribbles, get to the front court. We have an injured Concord player. It's Casey. She's up and to the bench. She's fine. Winchester into the backcourt to Bricker. Bricker right side to Zartman. To the corner for Chastain. Out to Bricker. Bricker picks up her dribble. In the corner for Zartman. Down to the baseline, Winchester. Out to Bricker, around to Neely. She'll shoot for three. It's no good. Long rebound to Emmerich, and she takes off. Emmerich angles all the way to the right sideline. Turns into a double team. She's trapped, throws it inside. It hit off Stilley's foot. We'll have a held ball, and the arrow belongs to Concord. With 5:05 left to go in our third quarter, Warsaw in the lead, 39-15. Not exactly what everyone was hoping for tonight as far as the way the game has turned out. Warsaw's going to win. I think that's pretty clear. But it hasn't been a sharp performance for the Lady Tigers. Still, they're up 24 with just under 13 minutes left. As McCain takes it down the left side of the lane, lost the ball, taken away. Neely the steal, 3-on-2. Neely one hands it off to Bricker on the left. She'll take it in. Owen get fouled. And immediately she's helped up by Stilley, and all her teammates go over to check on her. Jocelyn had the mask knocked free. She is fine. Free throws coming up here for the Lady Tigers. McCain with the foul, her second. Bricker's free throw is in and out. Jocelyn, a 77% free throw shooter, was 4 of 4 in the win over Homestead on a Tuesday. As a team, Warsaw was 11 of 13. As we said before, Warsaw came into this game at 79%, the school record 74.7. Bricker missed both free throws. Winchester couldn't get the rebound. Villema got a hand on it, and in at last, and then plowed into the cheerleaders. And I think everybody's okay. Out of bounds to Concord. Stilley trying to get it open, find somebody open. She finds Hallie Ganger. Now back to Stilley, who at 6 foot is going to bring the ball up, but lost the ball and had to pick it up at the timeline and beat the 10 count to get it to Ganger. Ganger drives down the left side and drives in and is fouled. Kelsey Wren gets that foul. That's her second. And the game is kind of slowing down here a little bit. Emmerich to throw it in, baseline left. Out to Stilley. She'll shoot a three and shot it way short. Rebound, Winchester for the Lady Tigers. Up ahead to Villema, left wing. Drives in, draws traffic. Winchester down to Wren, up the baseline. Across the lane to Neely. Muscles it up. Oh, she shot it off the bottom of the rim. No good. No foul called. She looks like he got slapped across the arm. Play goes on. Stelly in transition, has no numbers. Down the left side of the lane, a whistle and traveling is going to be called here against Stelly. Another Concord turnover. Easily in the upper 20s with 4 minutes to play in our third quarter. Warsaw leading 39-15. Zartman out to Vilma. Now to Wren, back to Vilma. Back to Wren, 4-3, no good. Rebound tipped by Neely, grabbed by Concord. Ganger to Stilley, now to Emmerich, and across the line they go. Left side to Zilm, up the baseline, floats it up and in. Cambria Zilm with a couple of baskets. She's got four, 39-17, Lady Tigers. Neely, Winchester, near corner to Wren, shoots for three, got a three. Kelsey Wren hits a three-pointer, her 10th of the year, and the inbounds pass is knocked out of bounds by Vilma. Bricker was out for a minute. She's back in. Neely gets a break. It's Winchester, Wren, Bricker, Vilma, and Zartman out there for Warsaw. And on the inbounds, they get it in down here below us to Zilm. Long pass down the court. Winchester got a hand on it. It went out of bounds off of Brooks' hand, and it remains out of bounds to Concord. 3:17 left to play here in the third quarter. Here comes Layla Knepp into the game for Warsaw. And it's out of bounds to Concord. Emmerich will lob it out to the top for Zilm. Zilm pressured, lost the ball, taken away. And a whistle called. A whistle sounds. Vilma was fouled from behind. I think they got that on Zilm. It's her third, team's third of the quarter. Out of bounds to Warsaw. Three team fouls both ways in this period. Zartman throws it back to Bricker in the backcourt. It's a zone defense here by Concord with trapping involved. Knapp. Back to Bricker, who had the big first half, 15 points, now at 17. Bricker drives the left side of the lane, got into a triple team, and got fouled. That's McCain's third. Fourth team foul on Concord, 2:53 left to go in this third. Out of bounds to Warsaw again. Bricker to throw it in. Joss throws it out for Zartman. She shoots a 25-footer. It's off the mark. The rebound's grabbed by Campanello. Right now, Concord's winning the rebounding battles. Warsaw not getting as many second chances as they did in the first half. McCain spins down on Bricker, backs her down to the block, shoots off balance, no good, and Wren's got the weak side rebound. Long pass ahead. Zartman in for the left, pulls up for a 12-footer, and that's in and out. Rebound tipped out of bounds. Last touch by Stilley for Concord. An update on the football game. The Ravens had a big second half and blew out the Texans 34-10. So the Ravens are in the final four, and the Packers lead in San Francisco 3-0 with 5:18 left to play in the first quarter. Neely accepts a lob pass out top. Right side Wren to the left side to Bricker. 2:20 to go in the third. Warsaw leads 42-17. Neely in the lane. Left side at the feet of Vilma. Neely again in the lane, surrounded. Now back to Bricker. Now to Neely. She'll turn and again surrounded. Back to Bricker. She'll shoot for three. It's no good. Rebound to Kelsey Wren. Back out to Bricker. They get a reload. Far side to Vilma. Back across near side. Campanella tipped it, but back to Bricker. Now to Wren. She'll turn and shoot from 20 and hit it. Kelsey Wren, 2 3-pointers in this quarter. And it's 45-17. Lady Tigers by 28. I'm trying to do the math in my head. I'm not struggling a little bit with that. Minute and a half left to go, third quarter. Left side, long three. McCain way off the mark. Missed the basket by 2 feet. And Neely stumbles out of there for the Lady Tigers. One hands it up ahead to Bricker. Bricker. Started up the baseline, cut off. Out to Neely, now to Vilma, around to Wren. Back to Vilma, now to Bricker, back to Vilma, out of the near side for Wren. Neely, to the baseline for Knepp. She ran out of space, was falling out of downs, and threw it back out and threw it away. Ganger with the steal. 55 seconds left to go in the third quarter. And the pass to the far side is tipped over the Concord bench by Bricker and out of bounds. ...28-point lead for the Lady Tigers. It's never really in doubt the outcome. Again, Warsaw have been sharp. Still, they lead by 28. 47 seconds left to play. New kid in there, that's Annika Troyer. McCain, down the right side of the lane, shoots over Bricker and shot it in. She shot that ball off the dribble. So as the ball was coming up, she just all in one motion shot it up and in to make it 45-19. Bricker to the center circle for Villema. Pressure there by Emmerich. Out of the near side for Wren. Back out to Villema. 20 seconds. To Wren, left wing. Back out to Villema. Delaney will hold the ball. 13 seconds. Emmerich close now. She'll get rid of it to Wren. Back out to Villema. Right side Bricker to Villema to Neely in the corner. There's Wren again. And we're going to have an illegal screen call. Layla Knepp trying to get her friend open down there on the baseline. Committed a personal foul to do it. Out of bounds to Concord. 4 seconds left to go here in the third. They get it into Emmerich. Emmerich will cross over. Shoot it from 40 at the buzzer. It came up short. After three, Warsaw 45, Concord 19. We start the fourth after these messages on News Now Warsaw.